really enjoying it up here, that's for sure. I'm on the road heading back after a morning training session here. We have a big, big game tomorrow in the FAI Cup semi-final tomorrow. So, yeah, look, if you told me this time last year that I'd have had the year that I've had being involved with Dundalk, it certainly came out of the blue very, very much so. But I have to say I've absolutely, absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how did it come about, Shane?
Came about a very queer way, Liam, to be honest with you. I was doing a good bit of media work while I wasn't working in football. So after I was laid off at Galway, I started getting bits and bobs of media work. And pretty much bang on this time last year, one of those pieces of media work led me to Vinnie Perth's house, where I had contacted Vinnie to see if he'd do a piece with me going into the FAI Cup final for the 42.ie. And he said absolutely. And when I asked where we'd meet up, he invited me to the house to do it. So we did the piece, and we did a long piece. We were chatting maybe for the piece for about an hour, but even after I turned off the microphone, Liam, I was probably with him for another hour after that, where we just got chatting about all sorts. And he kind of just said it to me that Stephen O'Donnell obviously had been doing this role for them last year, opposition analysis, but Stephen had got the St. Pat's job, so they actually hadn't anybody doing it towards the tail end of last season. He just kind of mentioned it at the time, look, is it something that you might have an interest in? And I said, kind of, you know, I would, I suppose, obviously, up to be involved in such of a setup. That was random. We kind of left it at that then for a month or two while they finished off the rest of their season and they had their off season. And he came back to me then in January and we kind of spoke about it formally and he put an offer to me to get me involved that I jumped at, to be honest.
Is it a help, though, Shane, that you have the financial backing, so to speak? It obviously must be a big help. You're able to have greater resources. You're able to have more time and effectively your full-time professional club.
Oh, of course, Lizzie. Look, the boys are wanting for nothing up here, that's for sure. Sure, any manager will tell you. I mean, you know, you look, say, even down at the setup down in Wexford there at the moment, I'm sure there's stuff that the likes of Brian would absolutely love to do. Like all managers at this stage, it's so easy to do your research. It's very easy to figure out what best practice is. The problem is trying to fund best practice once you figure out what it is you want to do. But in fairness, there's absolutely no stone left unturned up here. I mean, you know, I'd even go beyond the coaching setup. Like our medical department is absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Danny, who's our chief physio, doubles as physio for the Irish international team. He's got a fantastic physio then working alongside him. So you've got two of them on the ground the whole time. Fantastic guy in the strength and conditioning side of things in Graham Norton. And then they're also quite lucky, obviously, in that they have Stats Sports right on their doorstep up here. So they've built a really, really good relationship with them in relation to all the GPS and the monitoring of the sports science and all that. And so, look, obviously, as you've said, Liam, you know, none of that could be done unless the finances were there. But I would still go back to the point that Stephen Kenny has made in the past. You know, when Stephen Kenny arrived into Dundalk, those resources weren't there. You know, Dundalk are where they are not because Peak Six came in with loads of money and bought them. They are where they are because they started with very, very, very little money, and yet Stephen Kenny managed to make them massively overachieve and qualify for Europe consecutively, which then brought money into the club. And then 2016, obviously, was a game changer, making the Europa League group stages. So, for want of a better way of phrasing it, they're self-made millionaires rather than been handed to them, you know?
Well, turning to the playing side, I suppose, was Europe a distraction that took away from retaining the league, or just Shamrock Rovers moved up a level? Is it a bit of both, Shane?
I don't know if we could even fall back on that, to be completely honest, Liam, because the league was pretty much out of our hands before Europe even started, if we're quite honest about it. I don't think we could fall back on that. We might argue that we might have had a better fit of trying to get second if we had the European distraction, but you just can't take it away from Rovers. I mean, the season they've had has been absolutely fantastic. I mean, Dundalk, at their absolute best, would have had a challenge keeping stride for stride with Rovers this year, never mind an underperforming Dundalk, which we were. We have been an underperforming team domestically. So I wouldn't really lean back on Europe. But look, that said, it has been once Europe kicked in, it has been tough juggling it all right. We've pretty much had a game every 3 to 4 days since COVID came back. We had one break there leading up to the Bohemians game in the Cup quarter-final recently, and it was no surprise that resulted in us giving our best performance of the season, because we finally had a bit of a breather and a bit of a break and proper preparation. Yeah, it's tough going there playing every 3 or 4 days, even if we do have a good, strong squad to try and cope with it as best we can, you know.
a successful team is not successful without the right group of players. And I suppose you have a great captain in Chris Shields and the likes of Sean Gannon, Brian Gartland. You have pucks of experience, Sean Hoare. There's a lot of experience in that squad. You know, Paddy Hoban and Dane Massey. You know, it's a team showered with experience.
It is, and to be honest, Shaleen, that's probably been the most enjoyable part of the job, has been getting to work closely with fellas of the calibre that you've just spoken about there. It really is an absolutely fantastic dressing room. I cannot praise it highly enough. There's as solid a group of characters as you could ask for in there. They really, really are tremendous, and it kind of, you know, it's no surprise that they've had the success that they've had. And as you can imagine, you know, they're an unhappy group of boys this year. You know, this is a new feeling to them. This is not where they want to be in terms of domestically. And I suppose that's why there's such determination to try and get the right result tomorrow and try and get ourselves back into an FAI Cup final, so that, you know, the club can do everything that they can to try and make sure that the season doesn't finish trophyless.
It must have been a fantastic experience playing the likes of Arsenal. You know, coming up against Rapid Vienna, you know, a little unlucky the other night. A couple of errors have been costly for you, haven't they, during games? But it must have been a brilliant experience for you, particularly, whatever about the players, because they've witnessed it a little bit before.
I'd probably separate the Arsenal game from the other three, because, look, the Arsenal one, you kind of are on the heightened nothing to a certain extent, so you are. But, yeah, it's a great experience. You never really enjoy losing, which is almost an inevitability when you're playing against Arsenal. But at the same time, you can appreciate the occasion. Probably more so the day after it was when you start to kind of appreciate the occasion and, you know, getting to come up against people of that stature, I suppose. The other three games is a completely different kettle of fish. The other three games, we were big underdogs going into them, but it's absolutely infuriating that we haven't managed to come away with something from them, because we've really managed to go toe-to-toe with Rapid twice now and once with Molde, and whereas we are the favourites, the heavy favourites, 9 times out of 10 domestically. I mean, I don't think a lot of people realise just how big an underdog we are in terms of finances. Strange enough, while we were talking about finances working for us in the league, European-wise, we're a million miles behind both Molde and Rapid in terms of finances and structures and all of those kinds of things. And yet, over the course of 90 minutes on the field, we weren't a million miles behind them, and we were probably the architects of our own downfall in all three games, more so than the opposition kind of tearing us apart. So it's been very frustrating. It's been a brilliant experience, absolutely. Planning for these games and looking at their style of play, which is often very, very different than we come up against in the League of Ireland, and looking at it almost like a chess match of, right, how are we going to tackle this challenge? That's been really, really enjoyable, trying to come up with those game plans and that side of it. But the fact that we haven't taken anything from them, I have to say, it is extremely frustrating, you know.
Well, the league is gone, but you have a chance in the cup. As you say, you play at Lawntown tomorrow night, and you play the winners of Shamrock Rovers and Sligo Rovers. You've only played on Thursday night, so it's a quick turnaround. That's where you need a big squad. At Lawntown, will be licking their lips, I think. You know, they'll say maybe this is their chance, and they've improved a lot at Lawn in the last 3 or 4 weeks of their season. So a dangerous one, Shane, isn't it?
100%. Look, all you have to do is look at the performance against Shells. I mean, nobody saw that coming, and yet, while it was a big shock, it wasn't a shock if you watched the 90 minutes. I mean, this was a million miles away from anything but a smash and grab. They were well the better side from start to finish. Fully deserved it. You also have to bear in mind they beat Drogheda earlier this season 2-0. Drogheda after winning the league. And they're going to be a Premier Division outfit next year. So when they get it right, they get it right. They really, really do. And they have got quality within that side. I think they have two players in the side that I would have given League of Ireland debuts to. I think Dean George would have made his League of Ireland debut while he was coming through down with us down at Wexford. And obviously he got an absolutely amazing hat-trick in the quarter-final against Shelburne. And then another chap that I know very, very well is Ronan Manning, younger brother of Ryan, who started left-back for Ireland there in the last game. Again, I would have given Ronan his League of Ireland debut. He actually scored on his League of Ireland debut for me while I was at Galway. And he would be the star performer for them. He's a fantastic player. So he is, you know, if you allow him to boss it, well then they're certainly going to stand a chance. So yeah, look, it's more than a banana skin. It's going to be one that we have to approach 100% in the correct manner. And while the turnaround time has been short, we've done everything that we can to try and make sure we're as ready as we can possibly be for it. So we have to be have to be confident in ourselves too, you know.
I don't know about ye as a group of management or as a club, but the media are certainly telling you what to do next season, suggesting you need new players and you need new blood. I suppose that's the success of any club in any sport, but has the thought process come around to thinking about next season?
It has, yeah. Look, you have to, and that's the juggling act when you get to this stage of the season, and it's a part of things that I've been asked to become involved in as well, in terms of identifying targets, I suppose, as who we'd like to bring into the club, and also talking to players and their agents about players that we'd like to retain at the club. So all that is going on in the background. It's always a painstaking thing that you have to endure, all these kinds of negotiations. But no, they're going on at the moment, and they're going reasonably well. There's quite a few fellas that are nearly over the line in terms of trying to retain them, and there's also a couple of deals in terms of trying to bring in new blood that are very, very nearly there. So I would expect the club probably to hopefully make announcements in that area over the next week or two, you know.
I'm sure you'd like to get into proper management. I don't mean that, that's the wrong way of putting it, but I'm sure you'd like to become a first team manager again, Shane. You've learned an awful lot in your experiences with Dundalk. You've been around a while now, and I'm sure you're learning all the time, but surely that's your next objective, to manage a team again on your own, so to speak.
Yeah, look, it would be, Liam, of course it would be, but at the same time, it's probably a year or two away. I know, I can tell you straight off, I'd absolutely love to have another season at Dundalk next year, and that's probably where that's going to play out in regards to the immediate future anyway. Aside from that, yeah, and look, again, I'd be realistic enough to know, you know, Galway didn't go the way I wanted it to go. If I'm going to be coming back in as a first team manager, it's probably going to be at League of Ireland first division level. It actually very nearly happened around the middle of last year, only circumstances changed kind of late in the day with the club. But yeah, it's something I'd like to do again in, say, be it 2022 or 2023, come back in maybe with another club that are maybe at a similar level to what Wexford were when I went in there, and be given an opportunity to try and build something again. Look, there's huge highs from it. There's also huge lows from it, and I have to say I am enjoying not having the pressure of being the manager. No matter how hard I take a defeat, I can assure you I don't take it as hard as Filippo does. I've been in his shoes, and nothing compares to how hard you take it when you're the main man and you're the manager. So I'm not suffering as much as he suffers when results don't go our way at the moment, and that's the flip side of it. So if I can maybe get another year or two of learning under the likes of Filippo and watching other people work in that, yes, look, I would love to have another crack at it somewhere further down the line again. All right.
The very best of luck tomorrow night. It's lovely to talk to you. I'm glad you're enjoying. I'm enjoying watching you on the television anyway, being calm, Shane, and those European games especially. So it's nice to catch up with you. The very best of luck tomorrow night, and the best of luck in the future. Thanks for taking the call, Shane.
No bother, Liam. Good to talk.